Novel Local received the following letter to the editor from Stephen Seuss on the recent death of Niagara Falls City Councilor, Wayne Campbell. On February 27, 2025, I learned of the passing of my close friend Niagara Falls City Councilor, Wayne Campbell. Councilor Campbell and I walked a journey of a million miles together. Councilor Campbell was the first city councilor to support declaring a state of emergency for mental health, homelessness and addiction in the city of Niagara Falls after the Niagara region refused to declare the emergency at the time. In February 2021, Councilor Campbell accompanied me to the Niagara Region Public Health and Social Services Committee in hopes of seeing the region declare. We were shot down and the state of emergency was flat out rejected. Councilor Campbell wasn't having it, and in June of 2022, Campbell brought a motion to the City of Niagara Falls to declare a state of emergency on mental health, homelessness and addiction, which passed unanimously at City Council. In March of 2021, Councilor Campbell and I hosted a virtual town hall on mental health, homelessness and addiction to allow members of the public to tell their stories about their mental health, addiction and housing struggles. Councilor Campbell was a game changer for the state of emergency on mental health, homelessness and addiction. Once Niagara Falls City Council agreed to declare the emergency, other local area municipalities followed suit. Councilor Campbell was the ember that sparked the flame on these important issues. In February of 2023, Niagara Regional Council reversed course and finally declared a state of emergency on mental health, homelessness and addiction. Councilor Campbell and I spoke to CHCH after the region declared the emergency, and we were both filled with joy that justice finally prevailed. Shortly after the emergency at the region was declared, April 2023, the Ontario government provided $20.8 million to the region for homelessness prevention funding. Not only was Councilor Campbell a political mentor of mine, but he was also a close friend who stood beside me through thick and thin. When I faced my own struggles with mental health, addiction and homelessness, Councilor Campbell was always there for me. Councilor Campbell never turned his back on me. Councilor Campbell would often tell me how proud he was of me, and he was never afraid to tell me that I was loved. One of Councilor Campbell's favorite sayings was, "Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift, and that is why they call it the present." Whenever I was struggling, Councilor Campbell was just a phone call away to remind me to stay in the moment and to keep fighting for myself. I always felt that I was worth it after speaking to Councilor Campbell. He indeed saved my life on multiple occasions. A fearless leader, Councilor Campbell understood firsthand the struggles of the mentally ill, homeless, and addicted. Councilor Campbell was a source of strength and compassion for Niagara's vulnerable population, and Campbell had the heart of a lion, especially when it came to advocacy for the Katie Marie Campbell Fund in memory of his daughter. Councilor Wayne Campbell was without a doubt the people's champion. He will be missed dearly by many supporters, family and community members. Goodbye, my dear friend, until we meet again. Stephen Seuss, Welland.